You're listening to Isabaye. I'm your host, Fred Rodriguez, and this is episode number 1. We're talking today about what is COVID-19. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization announced that COVID-19, a viral disease that has infected at least 114 countries and killed more than 4,000 people, is now officially a pandemic. According to Nature, it is unstoppable and has already reached the point where it has been declared a pandemic, infecting up to 2.5 million people in the United States alone. Today, a virological analysis of 9 infected patients was published on the preprint server medRxiv. The Johns Hopkins study used press reports and press releases to analyze data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization to confirm COVID-19 infections. When it causes the symptoms of the cold, it spreads from person to person through contact with infected blood or mucous membranes. By the 5th of July 2020, COVID-19 had caused 528,000 deaths and 11,125,000 cases had been confirmed worldwide. In the United States alone, we have the highest number of cases, over 1.5 million. The disease has spread to the U.S., where it has been found in more than 250 infections, killing 15 people, compared to the rest of the world, where 114 countries on all continents except Antarctica have reported cases. Malaysia is in the early stages of a COVID-19 outbreak, with no confirmed or confirmed cases in Malaysia, Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, or the United States. Epidemiologists and state officials say the tests here are limited by strict criteria set by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Part of the problem, Compton Phillips said, is the difficulty of getting test kits from local health authorities and the CDC's inability to test patients who have not traveled to Wuhan, China. China's restrictive measures have helped to slow the virus's spread to other countries, but its increasing isolation from the world could have lasting economic consequences. The virus and disease were discovered in China and led to outbreaks in countries around the world, particularly the US. On the 24th of February, the World Health Organization reported the first confirmed case of the disease in the United States and finally declared it a public health emergency. Globally, rates in China are estimated at around 10%, but due to a disease, which broke out in 2003, this cannot be established. There is no official name for this virus, but the International Committee to Fight the Virus has called it COVID-19, which is related to the virus that caused the 2003 SARS outbreak. On February 11, the World Health Organization announced that the official name would be COVID-19, an abbreviated version of the original name COVID-2. Scientists have given the strain the middle name 2019-nCoV to explain its similarity to other strains of the same viral family. The COVID-19 virus is the abbreviation for the abbreviation SARS-CoV-2, which refers to its origin in China. This name has been given to a large group of viruses, including pathogens, but there is no official name for the COVID-2 strain of SARS virus. COVID-19 is genetically related to SARS-CoV, the virus that led to the 2003 SARS outbreak and after which it is named. There are 2 known human coronaviruses, SARS-CoV-1 and SARS-CoV-2, but only one of them, COVID-19, is responsible for the outbreak of SARS caused by SARS-CoV-3, a strain of the same virus as COVID-2. The virus itself was named because of its similarity to COVID-5, another strain with a similar name. The novel coronavirus COVID-19 is a strain of the virus that was first identified in December 2019 and is responsible for the outbreak of SARS, a disease caused by a newly discovered coronavirus. COVID-19 is also known as the 2019 coronavirus, which is the same name as the virus behind SARS-CoV-2, formerly known as nCoV-2019. There is no evidence that the disease is caused by the newly discovered, novel or novel strain of COVID-5, but there is evidence of a new strain, COVID-20, the most likely cause of the disease, as well as a possible cause for a number of other diseases such as SARS, such as diseases and aging. Since COVID-19 was first reported in China's Hubei province, more than 3,000 people have died from the virus, and 41 Americans have died so far. As of Friday, more than 2,200 people had been killed, most of them in the U.S., and at least 76,500 people infected. Since the first case of the coronavirus, no confirmed case of COVID-19 has been confirmed in a person brought back to the U.S. from China or another country. Nationwide, there are 3,700 cases of this. coronavirus, and 41 deaths of people of all ages, genders, ethnicities, races and sexual orientations, as well as 1.5 million deaths, have since been reported from abroad. The disease was first detected in 2019, an outbreak in 2020, and based on preliminary estimates of the infection, 2 to 3 more people are expected to be infected with SARS-CoV-2. The current study shows that the estimated basic reproduction number of R equals 0.2 to 2.0 means that one infected person transmits the infection to an average of 2 additional persons. This is all for today, friends. My name is Fred and this was episode 1 of Isabaye. See ya next time.